This is a special report from ABC News. Vice presidential debate. I'm Sherry Preston. J.D. Vance and Tim Walz standing side by side in their first and probably only showdown. They discussed immigration, the economy, the Middle East, and abortion last night on the debate stage. ABC's Chuck Sievertson keeping an eye on what was said.
On abortion, Republican Vance.
I never supported a national ban. I did, during when I was running for Senate in 2022, talk about setting some minimum national standard.
Democrat Walz about a woman under restrictions in Georgia.
She had to travel a long distance to North Carolina to try and get her care. Amber Thurman died in that journey.
In the CBS News vice presidential debate, Vance saying that Walz signed a bill that put no obligation on doctors to save babies born under botched abortions is not true.
The election is now just over a month away. Today, Vance will travel to the battleground of Michigan and Walz will be in Pennsylvania. There are no more debates scheduled before November 5th. This is ABC News. He was a dad on Good Times and an admiral in the West Wing. Actor John Amos has died. Here's ABC's Jason Nathanson.
John Amos made us laugh on Good Times, made us cry in Roots.
But don't you want to be free, Bill?
And that's exactly how he wanted to be remembered.
As a guy that made people laugh, who made people think a little bit, but didn't hold himself up to be some world philosopher.
He told the Archive of American Television a few years ago that making people laugh was a blessing and a curse.
Losing my scholarship at Colorado State for imitating the coach at the inappropriate time. So I turned what could have been a crippling defect into a way to make a living.
John Amos was 84. Jason Nathanson, ABC News, Hollywood.
Underwater drones have found a ship last seen in 1946. The USS Stewart was captured by Japan in World War II after being recovered by the Navy. The ship was sunk and its location was lost, but a company using drones recently found it sitting in 3,500 feet down. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. October has arrived. It's Opal Month. I just received many new pieces of opal jewelry. Opals are unique and one of a kind. So stop by and see our colorful collection of opal jewelries and save 20% for the month of October at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
The old saying, the more things change, the more they stay the same, sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The bowling alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Sunshine and breezy today, a high around 73 with southwest winds at 12 to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear tonight, a low of 47. Thursday, partly cloudy, still warmer than normal, a high of 70. Friday, 68. And for Saturday, 78 with a 40% chance of showers at night.
When Senator Tammy Baldwin first went to Washington, the big news story was Y2K. And we were partying like it was 1999. Baldwin has been in D.C. for more than 25 years. And after a quarter century, her values are a lot more Washington than Wisconsin. Baldwin supported providing puberty blockers and sex change surgeries to minor children in Wisconsin. And Baldwin supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters in Wisconsin to admit biological men who claim to identify as women, even though domestic violence survivors say it would be traumatic to be forced to sleep in the same shelters as men. Tammy Baldwin, 25 years in Washington has changed her, and now she's just too extreme for Wisconsin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
On today's morning show, we have very timely information. Joining us in studio is the new elder benefit specialist, Rose Welsh, here in Richland County. Rose, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice new title for you, but you've been around this for a little while, haven't you?
I have. I was the assistant to the previous elder benefit specialist for a year and a half, and she also happens to be my mother-in-law. So I have taken over for Joanne Welsh. I'm her daughter-in-law, Rose.
So. Okay. Yeah, so if anybody's confused about the name or whatever, yeah, there is a reason why.
There's a connection there.
Same last name.
Yes.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I've grown up in the area. My family is all from here. I have lots of relations in the area. I'm raising three wonderful boys that attend the Ithaca School District, and so I'm very familiar with the area growing up here and living here, so...
Having been an assistant for a little while, that was probably a good kind of like a pre-season for you, a training for you,
yes,
wasn't it?
Yes, it was extremely helpful. So the Part D season that's coming up for, I created a lot of the forms that we currently use or help modify them and help send out those things. And I've done parts of the running the plan finders and helping Joanne in the past. So it's very helpful to have that knowledge coming into this role.
Well, you're a timely visit here because I know that open enrollment season is underway, isn't it?
It is. Technically, it doesn't start till October 15th, but the information has been coming out. Some people may have already received letters from their plans at the end of September or the beginning of this month. They should be seeing letters about changes that will be happening for 2025. And it's really important for people to be paying attention and reading those letters. We have a lot of changes coming up.
What do the letters look like so we don't think that they're junk mail and throw them away?
They should be coming from your plan directly. So if you are signed up with Aetna or Blue Anthem, Blue Cross, it should be coming from those companies. So whoever your insurance provider is, those letters will be coming from them.
In the past, sometimes we could just let things slide and it's just going to automatically renew. That's not the case this year, is it?
No. There are some plans exiting this year. There are going to be some non-renewals due to changes in Part D that has been enacted by the government due to the Inflation Reduction Act. So there are a few companies, including some SilverScript plans. So if you're part of SilverScript, and you will know that you've been using the plan for a while, so watch your mail, read those letters. It's very important. Mutual of Omaha, if you happen to have that, is another company that's leaving completely this year.
Okay. What are some other changes coming up as we look at open enrollment?
There is a cap for beneficiaries this year, which is a $2,000 out-of-pocket cost. And this cap is really going to help a lot of people because before there really wasn't a limitation or a cap on out-of-pocket expenses. And so this year, people will be paying extremely a lot less coming out of their own pocket. There's also a payment plan. So if you're one of the people who have a really expensive medication and the beginning of the year is, you know, you're going to be paying hundreds of dollars out of pocket, that might be a good option for you to help spread that cost out over the course of 12 months. It's not going to save you money per se, but it does help so that that cost is a more even amount and you're not looking or scrambling to come up with that huge expense at the beginning of the year.
Is there an advantage to paying it all at the beginning of the year then? I mean, does it save you any money or not?
It doesn't save you money, but what it will do is it will help you reach that $2,000 cap a lot faster if you're paying those big amounts at the beginning of the year. So you will reach what we call the catastrophic phase a lot faster, which means you will end up with zero out-of-pocket cost once you hit that max. So if you do want to not do a payment plan, you'll just hit those caps a lot faster.
So many things are confusing. I mean,
yes.
and that's where your job comes in, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yeah, there is a lot to Medicare itself. I mean, once you hit 65, I mean, you're changing from usually a group health coverage plan, which is kind of nice, pretty package all in one. And then when you hit Medicare, all of a sudden you have different parts. You have A, you have B, you have C, you have D, and it's very confusing. And we have a really wonderful educational presentation that we put on at the ADRC called Welcome to Medicare. It's once a month. It's free to everyone. We just ask that you call and sign up. But if you are thinking about retiring or you're approaching that 65 mark, I highly encourage you to reach out to the ADRC and sign up for one of these classes. We actually have one coming up next Monday. If there's anybody listening and that's you, call us and sign up. You get to meet with me and usually just a handful of other people, and it gives you an opportunity to bring those questions you might have about the different parts, and we try to break it down so that it's a lot more understandable for people.
So that seminar is Monday, Rose. Is there a deadline to sign up in advance?
No, you can sign up all the way till the day of,
okay,
if you like. The class starts at 1 o'clock on Monday.
All right. And what are some of the things that you go over, some of the things we're talking about today then?
Yeah, I will talk about how you transition, what the application process is. We even touch on if you're looking at collecting your Social Security retirement benefits and what that looks like and what the process is. But we focus mainly on Medicare and talk about what does Part A mean? What does Part B mean? And what parts do I have to have? And so there's Original Medicare, and then there's Medicare Advantage plans. And once you start approaching 65, you're getting bombarded with mail. I mean, somehow they know, and they're filling your inbox at home, and those can be confusing, and it feels urgent. And there are timelines to stick to. I mean, it is important that once you're approaching 65, you're thinking about this and that you're signing up for it, because if you miss deadlines, there could be penalties involved. So, I mean, we go over the whole thing from start to finish and talk about what your options are. And you know, insurance is very individualized. And so what's right for one person isn't right for another. And those are things that we can talk about in depth. And because it's a small group, we can kind of get personal and talk about people's individual case scenarios and help steer people in the right direction.
You say approaching 65, a couple of years before 65, or when is it appropriate? Because it sounds like things are different sometimes every year too, aren't they?
Well, for the prescription plans, they can change from year to year. Original Medicare kind of usually stays about the same. Medicare Advantage plans can change in cost and what extra benefits that they offer. But the reason I say approaching is because you really should be thinking about it before you turn 65. You have 3 months before your 65th birthday and the month of, and 3 months after, so a nice 7-month period to get signed up for Medicare. If you miss that window, don't panic. I mean, there's still opportunities to get you signed up, but it's better to be proactive with these things just so that we can get you on track and avoid all those penalties that are set up. Because if you have no coverage, the government will find out about that and will try to recoup costs from you.
You can't turn down Medicare. I mean, if you want to keep working and
if you
like
are
that.
Still working, you do not have to take, as long as you have credible coverage through a employer, you can decide to pass on Medicare and delay signing up for it. And then when you do retire, you have what's called a special enrollment period that gives you an opportunity to sign up for it. If you are on a private marketplace, though, there are government laws that say you cannot stay on that. When you hit 65, you're eligible for Medicare, and they kind of tell you you have to make that change. And then if you're working for a small employer, sometimes that their insurance is not as good as Medicare, and so it's not considered credible. And those are things you want to kind of evaluate, talk to your health, your HR department, and find out if your insurance plan is one that you can keep once you hit 65 or not. These are things that we touch on in that class. So.
A lot of things to consider. And if you have a younger spouse and a family, too, that can play a role, too.
It can, yeah. And I just had a client actually come in, and she was on her spouse's insurance, and then all of a sudden he took a different job, and that job said, guess what? Your spouse is eligible for Medicare. We're not going to cover her. So, yeah, there's so many individual situations. That's why it makes it confusing And that's why we're here, to help people out and walk them through it. So, and especially with that enrollment season coming up, I mean, you need to be looking over things. And with all the rules and changes that are coming up in 2025, you know, if you're confused, there are a lot of resources out there. We are just one of many resources that are available to people, especially with the prescription Part D season. Your pharmacists, believe it or not, are really knowledgeable in running plan finders as well as us. And then there's a Medigap helpline as well that's available for people to call too. But it's important to reach out to one resource, whatever you feel most comfortable for, to, if you're having any confusion, to get the clarification you need.
You have individual meetings with people as well, don't you?
I try. This is a really busy time of year, so I'm not going to be able to see everybody because it is a window. So it starts October 15th. It runs until December 7th. And so insurance plans have started putting information in our Medicare plan finder. Sometimes it's not finalized, though. They actually have until the beginning of the year to finalize their costs. So we don't always run that plan finder that very first week because there's still a lot of changes happening. So you can see that the window kind of shrinks, and we only have like about six weeks to deal with. So I do have a limited amount of people that I'm going to be able to squeeze in that time. So I do some in-person appointments, but people who have been doing this with Joanne are really used to the way that she ran things, and I'm keeping it the same. I still do the through-the-mail packets. If you're interested, you just call us. We send out a packet that you fill out that gives us the information we need to run those plans for you and then send you back the information. And we are assisting you, but that kind of helps speed up the process. It takes a lot less time to do it that way. But if you're one of those people in a special situation or your plan is ending, I definitely recommend coming in and seeing me, because we need to be working through a lot of things if that's you.
Do you do calls to insurance companies and to Social Security if there's questions and, you know, things that people can't figure out?
Yeah, definitely. If somebody comes in and they have something from their insurance company and they don't understand it, I will sit right there with them, and we will make that phone call, and I will help guide the questions to get the answers we need.
That's an excellent benefit. It kind of takes the load off a little bit.
So I definitely see some clients that, you know, maybe their spouse was the one that always did this for them too, and then maybe their spouse isn't in a position where they can help anymore with that, and I am more than willing to step in and kind of help clear up the confusion.
Some other things that you do, not only during this busy time, but through the year, you have a lot of things to offer for the community.
Yeah, I mean, all of the benefits that are out there, I'm trained on. So Medicare has some costs that can be costly. Once you get onto retirement, you're on a fixed income. And so I help people look at all the different savings programs that exist that are there in the government that you've been paying taxes on all your life. You've been paying into these programs. They're not handouts. They are there, the money set aside for you by the government that you've been paying your taxes on, that if you get into a situation where all of a sudden your expenses are high, I can help you sign up for these programs and get you so that you can make those bill payments from time to time. That's my role, is really to help people live their best life and to stretch out their dollar as far as they can to make, you know, ends meet. I can help people look at food share, energy assistance, all of the different benefit programs that exist. So, and I'm an advocate. If you're in a situation where, you know, things are not going in a particular way or you feel like something's unfair, that's another thing you can bring to me and I could help try to sort it through or be a means of communication on your behalf. I mean, that's part of my role as an elder benefit specialist.
It's kind of a one-stop shop though. You can direct people toward meal sites and,
yes,
and a lot of other things going on too.
Yeah, my coworkers are really knowledgeable. I worked directly with the nutrition coordinator, Tanya Webster. She runs the meal sites in town. So if that's not something you're knowledgeable about and you come see me, I definitely will direct you and connect you there. I work with specialists that are really knowledgeable on long-term care facilities. They do screenings for people to help make that transition as easy as possible if you can no longer stay in your home, which our goal is always to try to keep a person in their home as long as possible, as long as they want to be in their home. But if you're finding that you or a loved one are in that position where you're ready and you need to make that transition, that's what we're there for, is to help you make those transitions, to help guide you, because there isn't really a handbook, and definitely if there were, one size doesn't fit all. So that's what me and my coworkers are there for.
Sure. We all age differently and have different needs and things
and
whatnot. But yeah, that's great that you can do that. And I think I read a stat not too long ago, Rose, where Americans are staying in their homes longer than ever.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. Right.
That's our goal, right? I mean, people don't want to have to leave their home. And so that's what the ADRC is created for. The Aging and Disability Resource Center is there to help you and try to help find resources so that you can stay there.
Some other things coming up. I looked ahead in October. I know you have White Cane Day. That's something that is celebrated in the month of October.
You're going to have to teach me about that one. I haven't heard of that.
Putting you on the spot.
Yeah, what is White Cane Day?
That's for, you know, the sight impaired people and things like that to kind of recognize that.
And, that's wonderful.
Safety Day.
See, you're teaching me
stuff. There you go.
yeah. And, you know, that's something else that people might not be aware of that exists in the Richland County Health and Human Service Building. It's not out of the ADRC, but it's out of public health, and that we do have a loan closet for walkers and wheelchairs and canes. You just made me think of that are rental, very low cost. If you're having trouble finding those resources, call the Human Health and Services Building and they can help get some of those resources for you.
Yeah, a little bit. You never know until you call and ask, right?
Right, yeah.
Anything else you'd like to add today about...
I just want to just reiterate that people really need to be looking at their mail. Please don't be tossing your health insurance stuff in the trash. Please be opening it. Lots of changes happening this year with the prescription plans, so be reading those statements. It's very important. And if you are in one of those plans that's not renewing, please contact us. Or if you're just finding yourself a little bit confused on what to do, maybe this is your first time going through the Medicare Part D season and open enrollment. That's what we're there for. So reach out to us. We can get you information. We can help you do the enrollment and walk you through those steps.
What if, for heaven forbid, that we do miss it? I mean, after the deadline, it could be kind of tricky, couldn't it?
It can be very tricky to get you signed up come the new year, because there are only certain times of year that Medicare has set aside for enrollments, and then you have to meet a special enrollment period. So if you miss it, you could be in a world of hurt and you could end up with penalties. So it's better to be very proactive and to not miss those deadlines. If you're non-renewing, they do give a little grace this year. You do have it until the end of the year, until December 31st. If you're in a non-renewing plan, they give you a little bit more time because they realize that's, you know, a unique situation this year. But if you're just in a standard re-enrollment, if you're happy with your plan and you don't do anything, you'll auto re-enroll as long as your plan is continuing on into 2025. But if you're new to Part D and you haven't signed up for a plan and you're 65, we need to get moving on something. We need to get you signed up. You need to have that Medicare prescription coverage. Or, I mean, there is a straight prescription plan called Senior Care too. So Medicare is not always the right fit for people. Senior Care is run by the state of Wisconsin. It's a low cost, it's credible coverage. It's a wonderful plan for some people, especially if you don't have a lot of medications you take. It's a one-time fee of $30. It covers for a whole 12-month period. It's a rolling calendar year. It doesn't like start specifically at January. It doesn't run with the calendar, but that's a good option for people too. And you can have that, and you can have Medicare Part D as well. So those are things that we help walk people through as well. But yeah, it's important to have some sort of prescription coverage. Don't let it slide.
Yeah, no doubt. So what happens if we're going to stay on a private insurance carrier? Do we have to send something to the government to say, hey, we're staying on this and proof of that or not?
You mean like if you're 65 and you're going to stay with your group health coverage?
Group health, yep.
Because private, you can't do that.
I meant to say
nope,
group.
That's okay. I just want to make sure people understand it's for group health coverage. You don't have to do anything.
Okay.
Just when you decide to leave that position and when your insurance runs out, you do only get a set amount of time. You get more time to sign up for Medicare Part D, but or Medicare Part B as in boy. But Medicare Part D is a shorter window. You only get a couple of months once you leave your health insurance ends. You only have a couple months to sign up for that. And weirdly, you have to have Part B before you can sign up for D. And so they give you a longer period to sign up for B. But if you wait that whole time, you could get a penalty for Part D. So when you decide to leave, you definitely want to be moving on, getting signed up for the next step for health insurance. Don't sit around and wait it out.
Well, we're fortunate you're so knowledgeable. We appreciate the info.
Well,
so
thank you.
Yeah, and come back and see us again because it's great information.
Definitely. I will come back next year to give you updates because these changes happen, it seems, every year that we have some sort of update or change to prescription plans. So I'm hoping that people are listening today and will be paying attention to those statements. And I will gladly be back next year to update you on next year's changes.
Yeah, and you'll meet a lot of new friends probably this fall too, you know?
Oh, yes. You know. I expect to be seeing hundreds of people this fall, so.
Good luck with that.
Thank you very much.
Rose Welsh joining us, the new Elder Benefit Specialist for Richland County in this portion of the morning show.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Your calendars for this Friday and prepare for an epic clash of legendary libations. Are you a super sip or a master of vino? Choose your side and join the battle of vintage proportions. From 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., embark on a heroic quest throughout downtown businesses, tasting fall-inspired wines, beers, and ciders. Power up with every sip as you explore the finest flavors our city has to offer. And the adventure continues. From 8:30 to 11:30 p.m., dance the night away at the Phoenix Center. Bring your own chair and celebrate your conquest with an electrifying party. Assemble your crew and join them for an unforgettable evening of fun and flavor.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field, so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
AgriAmerica is your premier channel for agricultural news and entertainment. AgriAmerica's online broadcast is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ensuring farmers and ranchers have uninterrupted access to ag weather, commodity markets, and top industry news. Listeners may also enjoy country music from generations past and present in between farm programs and during the evening hours. Tune into AgriAmerica's streaming channel at agriamerica.com.
The next person in the chair today is Carla Doudna, utility clerk, Village of Muscadet, joining us here today. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning, Phil. Thanks for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Good to have you in here. And we're talking about a big event, and it's not only a Muscadet event. It sounds like it's for the entire area.
It is, yes. So we are lucky enough to be able to work with Dynamic Recycling out of Onalaska, Wisconsin. They also have a location in Nashville, Tennessee. They've been in business since 2007. And they're really proactive with working with communities when it comes to recycling. You know, the three R's, you know, you have the reduce, reuse, and recycle. So that's really important to them. And it's really important to us as a Village of Muscadet to be able to bring that to our community and our surrounding areas. So this event that we have scheduled for Saturday, October 12th from 8 to 11, is really open to anybody. And when I say anybody, it doesn't matter if you're in Wauzeka or if you're in Platteville, Prairie du Chien, you're in Sauk County, Vernon County, Dane County, Iowa County. We really want to promote it to let people know that if you have something that you need to get rid of for free, everything that you bring is free of charge, that we want you to bring it. So, they are working, so with this event, Dynamic has worked with the DNR to get a grant, and also with the OEMs. And the OEMs are the original equipment manufacturer, so like your Dell, your HP, Panasonic, Vizio, you know, all of those types of businesses, to really be able to buy back or bring back to have the three R's, you know, to reduce, reuse, and recycle. And so, we're really excited. I've been working with Sarah at Dynamic, and she's really great. And she threw this together for us very quickly. And we're really hoping to get the word out there so that people can bring what they have and we can fill those three semi-trailer fulls.
Important, because it is a throwaway society we live in these days, and it's important to get things back there and maybe put it in another use someday, right?
Exactly. And that's really the goal, I think, for Dynamic, because that's the business that they're in, you know, and that's what we should, as community members for our future generations, we need to remember that when you throw something in the landfill, especially your electronics, they're not biodegradable. So how can you reduce using them so you don't need 15 TVs in your house? How can you reuse it? And then how can you recycle it? And Dynamic, that's, like I said, that's what they're in business to do, and they're great at it. I've worked with them in the past, and they're very passionate about what they do, which you can't help but then facilitate that passion in the event that you're going to host, which I'm very passionate about this event. So I really want people to hear what we're saying, which is it's free. You know, load up your trailer, load up your truck, you know, before you go to the Wheels of Time here out at the Richland County Fairgrounds, load up your trailer, come down to Muscadet, drop off your stuff, stop over at Foggy North, pick up a coffee and drive back, and then go visit the Wheels of Time show this weekend.
Yeah. Your recycling event is next weekend.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes, you're right.
Okay,
it is next weekend. Yes.
I want to make sure.
Yes, I apologize. That was my mistake. We were talking about the Wheels of Time on our way
but
in here.
You can still load up your trailer and go to Wheels of Time and then be ready for next weekend.
Absolutely. You sure can. Yes. It'll give you something to do Saturday before you go visit Mark and everybody out at the fairgrounds. But yes, so our event is October 12th. So let me clarify that. And I apologize for that mistake. So yes, don't come to Muscadet this weekend. Come next weekend and we'll see you between between 8 and 11, yes.
Can you give us an example of some of the things that they look for and what you'll be collecting?
Sure, sure. So everything electronic. So whether it's your computers, anything that has to do with your computer, your printers, your monitors, your copiers, your routers, your cell phones, laptops, speakers, webcams, gaming systems, VHSs, VCRs, coffee pots. So, you know, you have those Keurig coffee pots or even a regular coffee pot. We don't want the glass, the glass pitcher. Yeah, the portion of it. We just want the unit itself. You know, your toasters, your holiday lights. You know, Christmas is coming up. Do you have a bunch of items from last year that didn't work and you're going to throw them away? Don't put them in your trash. Put them in your truck or trailer or car and bring it to us next weekend and recycle them. Microwaves. We're going to be taking microwaves, TVs. So everything is free. So if you've been storing all of this stuff in your garage, you know, power tools, you know, scales, anything that you can think of that you plug in or you have a battery in or even those little solar powered calculators and things, just bring it to us. We're not going to turn you away if you're not, you know, within a 50-mile radius, but we're going to help you get rid of that, and Dynamic is gonna then reduce, reuse, and recycle.
What if something has batteries in it? Should we remove those?
Please, yes. So that's the one thing that I would ask you to do. Anything that you have that is battery operated, we would like you to remove that. That just helps cut down on the cost for Dynamic. Once they get all of this material back to their warehouse in Onalaska, then they don't have to spend the time or the money to go through those items to pull out all the batteries. So we want it to be as efficient as possible, right? I mean, it's about saving money for everybody, not just you that you're bringing it in for free and that you're not paying to recycle these items, but that we're paying that forward to Dynamic, where then they're not having to incur that cost, or the OEMs, and use that grant money for things like that when that's a simple task that you can do on your own.
Do you collect batteries then?
We are not at this event. However, Walsh is here in Richland Center and down in Muscadet. They do take your batteries. So, you know, as you're, you know, coming or going, drop them off, or when you, you know, or start a pail of them and take them down if you have a large quantity or just a few at a time. I'm sure they would be happy to help you recycle those.
Do you want the cords cut off?
No, you can bring cords. So if you you know, you get those TVs and they have like 50 million cords to them that you're mm-hmm. trying to color code to plug in. If you have a bunch of those, bring those. Those are things that you can bring as well. So really anything. And if anybody has any questions, if you go to the Village of Muscadet's Facebook page, you can see the event that Dynamic has created for October 12th. And we have a list of items. Obviously, you can't list everything because really it's kind of an endless list that we could have. But yeah, there's a way to reach out to us. They can call the village office. I'm happy to answer any questions, or they can email us or send us a message off of the event that's created. They can make a comment and then we can comment back, because then those comments are shared with everybody, you know, that's on social media. So there's not multiple questions the same over and over.
Where will the collection take place, Carla?
So we have been able to work with some great community members that have property out on the corner of 133 and P. So if you're going to take P to Highland, it's right there on the corner. So we were able to work with Jeff Hackle at Riverway Trucking and Bill Schramm, who they both have property. We're going to use that lot to bring in. They're going to set up the three semi-trailers there, drop it all off, and then you can leave. It'll be a pretty, I'm hoping, pretty quick turnaround. We also have a spot there where the appliances are going to be dropped for L&M. And then we are lucky enough to be able to have a great football team in Riverdale. And they are going to be out there helping us bright and early on Saturday, October 12th. So they can, you know, pay back to the community, which that's important to teach our young adults, that giving back to the community is key.
Will you be accepting major appliances?
Yep. So if you like have a refrigerator, stove, dishwasher, anything. Brian out at L&M has been really good at working with Troy Wardell, our superintendent, on the things that he'll take. And the things that he won't take, like the microwaves and the TVs, those are great items that Dynamic is going to take for us so that we can help our community members and all of our surrounding areas clean out their closets, garages, everything. Just, you know, get rid of it. It's free, right? So why not take advantage of this great opportunity that Dynamic is giving us?
Yeah, a fall cleanup day. That's awesome. Let's talk a little bit more about Muscadet. Your village is growing quite a bit right now.
We are. I mean, you know, we have some great new booming things in our industrial park and in our housing area. We have some great businesses outside of Vicky's and Sportsman's. We have English Prairie Distillery, which is fairly new to the village. Have you been there?
I have not, but I've heard rave reviews.
You need to schedule a time to come down, and when I'm off work at 4:30, we'll go down and visit them.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
Yes, yes. So it's a great area. It's a great addition to the village. And then we have Foggy North Coffee. So they're right next to English Prairie. So they have, a great product that they're making available for our community and anyone that drives through. And yeah, I mean, we're growing. You know, we had the Mushroom Festival in May and we added a tractor pull to that and it was very successful. And we're working on and looking forward to the 2026 season. And you know, Muscadet just has a lot going on, a lot of growth, a lot of potential, and we're really excited for the future that Muscadet has. You know, we also have a great camping area right down on the river. We have some permanent sites. We have some short-term, you know, nightly sites, whether it's electrical, non-electrical, primitive camping, regular tent camping. I mean, you name it, and the village of Muscadet really, really has it going on. So it's a great little area.
This is a good time of year to be camping right now, right?
It is.
Good weather still around?
Perfect weather. I mean, you know, we, like I said, we have some permanent sites down there and I don't think they want to leave because it's just such a nice little quiet area and it's, you know, you got a beautiful view of the river and whether it's low or high water, it's still a beautiful place to be. And we have a lot of ATV and UTV trails and routes and roads that are open that really helps bring in revenue, not just to the village, but to all our surrounding areas in Grant County. So we're very grateful and thankful for that opportunity to have some great people to work with to be able to open up those routes for that events as well.
The Muscadet Chamber recently had their yearly event as well in September.
They did, actually. My husband and I were able to make it to that, and it was a lot of fun. It was packed. They had a lot of great items. We won a few things. So, you know, that's always great and fun. And it was just nice to get out and support the community and great food that, again, I will bring up my superintendent, Troy Wardell, helped Honker and a big group of people cook that food and serve it. And it was just a nice village function. And it was just nice to get out and meet some people that I haven't met since I've been with the village. It'll be a year in November. And yeah, it was just a good opportunity. It's a nice little meet and greet and see your neighbors and talk to them and then support the community and everything that the chamber does for the village and the area. And so it's nice to see that money stays local and really helps our youth and everything as well.
Your history walk, too, in Muscadet, that's been a new feature.
It is. And they've been instrumental in funding that as well. And the village of Muscadet has helped with that. So it's been a great partnership, I think, for everybody involved. And, you know, I guess in the office, we just really look forward to working with the community and the businesses and the schools and anybody else that would, you know, just like to make everything better. Because, you know, that's the great thing is you're always building to make better, right? Nothing's perfect. So you're always building to make better. Yeah.
And the new businesses, as you mentioned, bringing people to town, and that's great for everybody.
It is. And I just want to give just one little shout out to Vicky's Cozy Cafe. I don't know if have you ever been there. Mm-hmm. They have some great homemade desserts. Oh my goodness. Have you seen those online?
I have, yeah. Oh, you didn't bring any today.
I didn't. No, I should have checked with her before I came so I could have brought some to you. Next time, Phil. I'll bring them next time.
All right, sure. That'll be awesome. We want to, again, kind of circle back around with the recycling event. It's free, and it's not just a Muscadet thing. We want to reiterate that.
Right. I just want to make sure that people understand you don't have to be in the village. You don't have to be a Grant County resident. You can be a Richland, Vernon, anywhere. We're not going to turn you away. It's not like we're carting you when you walk, when you drive in into the lot area. So load everything up. Bring it to us. If you have questions, reach out to the village, 739-3182. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. You know, just think about your neighbors. If your neighbors don't have the ability to bring their stuff, load it up on your trailer, load it up in your truck. It's going to be a great day. I've got some great staff. Justice Dilly and Dakota Linz will be there helping me, along with the Dynamic crew and the Riverdale football team. So we really look forward to serving you, whether you're part of the community or you're coming into the community to get rid of this, to help with our landfills and our environment and our future generations. So bring it to us. Let us help you get rid of that. And like I said, stop at one of the local businesses on your way in or out and grab a couple groceries at Bender's or a coffee or something.
So if June's looking for a new computer and a stove and a refrigerator, probably not. I can't get them. I can stand down there and collect them myself then, right?
You probably could come maybe and have your pick. I'm sure Brian at L&M probably wouldn't mind if you wanted to pick over a few things. So maybe one or two less items for him and his guys to pick up.
Sure,
right?
Always looking ahead.
Exactly.
Anything else you'd like to add today, Carla?
I don't think so. Just a reminder, you know, it is from 8 to 11, Saturday, the 12th of October, and it's free. I cannot reiterate that enough. It's a free service that we're providing. If you have questions, please reach out. Please reach out.
Okay, sounds good. Yeah, it's a rarity where you can go and you don't get charged extra for a TV or whatever the case might be.
Exactly. I mean, I know that Rockwell Automation is going to be doing something soon as well, but we also have a couple of other events that Dynamic is working on. So I think Vernon County has one on the 19th. But, you know, if you can't make it to theirs, come to ours. That's the great thing about having this open to everybody, is just bring it so we can get rid of it. That's really what it's about.
Okay, thanks for coming in and spreading the word today.
Thanks,
Carla,
for having me.
You bet. Carla Doudna, utility clerk with the Village of Muscadet, talking about the free recycling event going on a week from Saturday, October 12th.
Shop Macy's VIP sale going on now. Use your coupon or Macy's card and take an extra 30% off the latest fall trends from designers that rarely go on sale. And save 15% off skincare, makeup, fragrances, and more. Plus, shop fall specials for even more great deals on top brands at Macy's. Savings off regular and already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
Welcome to our morning show on WRCO Radio as we get together today to talk about an important event coming up. It's October 5th, and our team in the studio today can talk about that. We have Kaylee Klatt and Abby Noggle, both EMS professionals, and also we have Emergency Director Mike Chesson here today as well to join us on the air to talk about the upcoming events. Kaylee, if you want to move that microphone towards you a little bit, we'll ask you a little bit. Well, you drew the short straw. You're on with us first here today, but you've been looking forward to this event for quite some time. Haven't you?
I have. I've actually been planning it since the beginning of the year. Start of January is kind of when we started to put it together. Under previous management, we had talked about transferring into a paramedic service, hopefully at the beginning of 2025. And that's kind of what sparked the idea of let's make an event to raise money for all of the equipment and medications that we will be needing for that transition. Mm-hmm. That's kind of where all this came from.
Abby, certainly these things cost a lot of money, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. We don't really have like a official total, but when I was going through like kind of a baseline, kind of like getting like the bare minimum stuff, we were finding that it was going to cost like tens of thousands, if not maybe upwards of like $100,000 just to kind of staff bare minimum our first three out trucks for some medications, some basic supplies, some basic equipment, stuff like that for us to upgrade to the paramedic level.
Tell me about the event then, Kaylee. Sounds like you got a lot of things, a lot of fun things planned, and some good food too. That's what attracted me at first when you were talking about it.
Yeah, so we have a lot of local people donating stuff. Some of the few people that I'd like to notice is Beiser Creek Meats in Bear Valley. They are donating all of the meats that we are doing. I believe we had decided on pork. Hipsches in Keysville is donating all of the sweet corn that we are doing. We are going to be doing a corn boil along with the meats. And then Oakwood Fruit Farm is actually donating a bunch of apples. And we're still kind of coming up with ideas on what to do with those apples. One of the ideas that was presented was maybe helping kids make their own kind of caramel apples and maybe just doing like a drizzle of caramel on there and they can pick their own toppings and kind of make it a family event. And so other than the meats, we have a DJ playing some music for the event. We have some bounce houses and we are actually going to be doing some competitions for the kids. We're going to be putting some stuffed animals at the end, and those are going to be the patients, and we're going to have them go through an obstacle course to try to get towards the end and save their patient and make it back to the beginning. What else did we have planned?
I believe we decided to do like a little coloring thing for one of the ambulances, right? Like we were going to have them like maybe like dry erase things on the ambulances or like stuff like that.
Another idea was maybe a coloring contest. So one of the ideas that the fire department had done maybe a couple years ago now was they had a drawing contest, and the winner of that contest had their drawing made into like a decal, and it was actually put on their ladder truck. And I thought that would be a good idea. The top three winners, we can put each one of their pictures on one of the trucks since we do have three trucks.
Don't forget about the plan to put me in an ice-cold dunk tank.
Yes, okay. We also had the idea of doing a dunk tank, and hopefully the weather is warm enough still in October that we can do that. And
I think I'll be in the dunk tank either way. But
yes, you most definitely will be.
One never knows what kind of temps we're going to have, that's for sure. So where is the event going to be held at?
So we have the streets blocked off, and we're going to be at Crochet Park from noon to 4 on October 5th. And we have the street blocked off all the way from Crochet Park back down to our station at 7th and Jefferson? Yeah, that's where our station's at. It's right on the corner of 7th and Jefferson. So we've got the whole street blocked off so people can wander on down. They can come into our station, kind of get a little tour, go back up, go enjoy the festivities down there, everything like that.
The new location working out pretty well, is it, Kaylee?
Yeah, actually, I mean, we have a lot more room. It definitely doesn't feel like a dungeon anymore like the courthouse did. Very homey. We have a lot of setups, like an actual kitchen, and we have a lot of people that actually make foods for everybody that is there, and it really does feel a lot more like a homey area than where we previously were.
And I think this is an important event for people to meet you in a non-emergency situation, right, Abby?
Absolutely. We always say that, you know, we don't want to have to meet you, but we are always ready to meet you on, like, any time that you have an emergency, you have to call 911. But this is a time for people to come and explore the ambulances, come and meet us face-to-face without having it to be, like, kind of your worst day or just you having to need us through, like, the 911 system.
Right. Why did you want to be an EMT officer initially, Kaylee?
So it's no lie that I grew up here. This is my community. This is my home. And I've known or gotten to know a lot of people over the years through my own family and sports and just being out there in the community. And I felt that this was a good way to give back to those that have not only helped me throughout the years, but those needing help as well. I want to give back to my community, and that's why I wanted to do this. I wanted to be there and be somebody that can give them that not only emotional support, but like healthcare as well. I mean, people go through traumatic events all the time, and it's rewarding to be one of those first people that they see in time of need.
So you would have been one of those youngsters that are going to be at your event on the 5th, running through there and, you know, taking care of your teddy bear at the end of the line, right?
Oh, for sure. They're going to have to run pretty fast if they want to outdo me.
And why do you do it, Abby?
I'm going to sound pretty shallow after Kaylee here, but I mean, I've always kind of loved healthcare. I've always loved science, and I didn't want to be stuck inside all day. So like you look at nurses and they're in for 12-hour shifts, like especially come like the winter months, some of them don't even see sunlight. And in our downtime, like we can go spend our downtime outside. And I like to having that feeling of incorporating like being outside with healthcare. So like on those scenes where we are outside, like we're looking for people, we get to like incorporate that wildlife with helping people. And I really enjoy that aspect of that constant moving environment.
But you also get called away from a lot of family events and dinners and things like that too, don't you?
That's true. And that is unfortunate, but my family's adapted to it. And I'm not the only person who is in public safety in my family. So they've adapted.
Yeah. Great to have you on here, and thanks for what you do. Mike is next. He's been kind of the mouse in the corner over here. But Mike,
they're doing too good of a job for me to interrupt.
They're doing well. You've been on with us a couple of times in emergency situations. It's nice to have you here in kind of a relaxed atmosphere. But tell us a little bit about what you do and like your job description.
Absolutely. Yeah. So I've definitely been here in my emergency management role. So my job, so basically you have the Department of Emergency Services with county government. And under emergency services, you have the Division of Emergency Management and you have the Division of Emergency Medical Services. So I'm here with my EMS hat on today. So what I do is I'm kind of leader of the pack, if you will, of the EMS agency. So I'm responsible for everything EMS does. And it's been absolutely thrilling to say thus far. I started here with the county May 28th and have had just an awesome group of people around me that kind of help support and get us through this transition. And I'm really excited for this event coming up in October. I think this fundraiser is spectacular. I think the end goal of upgrading to a paramedic level service is the smart way to go. It's the only way to go. Our ambulances, our equipment, it's not ours. It belongs to the people. We just have the privilege to maintain it and make sure that it's ready for them in their time of need. To not only have the opportunity to raise funds to provide that better service to the community, but to be able to have them come in and put hands on it and actually see what's available to them if needed, I think is pretty important.
So talk about that transition, where you want to get to then with the ambulance service too.
Yeah. So, I mean, I wish I could just snap my fingers and make everything happen tomorrow, right? But at the end of the day, this is a public government operation. So there's steps you have to take to make sure that money is being spent correctly. The right steps are being taken. So that sustainability piece is also a big metric of that. We've got two options moving forward for upgrading to the paramedic level. One of them is through a flex staffing model, which means that we can partially upgrade our license to say when we have a paramedic working that day, we can operate at the paramedic level. But there's no requirements that we maintain that. Fiscally and feasibility wise, it does make a little bit more sense than the full upgrade to the paramedic level. But what my concern with that is if we make this huge upfront investment to all of this paramedic level equipment, but then for it not to be available to our community 24/7, that's where I distance myself from it. But with our recent staffing changes and a few new hires, we're pretty dang close to having that paramedic on every single day and assuring the 24/7 paramedic coverage. And if we can do that, then my point of view is why not do the full upgrade to that paramedic license level? It might take an extra couple months as compared to the flex option, but then we can make sure that there's paramedic level service available to Richland County 24/7, 365.
So what does it take for an individual?
Yeah, to become a paramedic. So basically, first you need to be willing to get into EMS. So really low pay, see traumatic things, and have lots of responsibilities. So if that all fits for you and consistently work in uncontrolled environments, we'd love to hear from you. It's way more fun than I make it sound. So from there, you go to, you got two paths. Either you can go the EMR path, emergency medical responder, which is like a first responder.